Adventures of Jimmy Allen.
Stopping at Brownsville, Texas, to pick up an airplane delivered there for them, Jimmy and Speed have a delightful surprise. For there, Flash Lewis, faithful mechanic, joins them. Picture, if you can now, a long sweeping curve of gleaming white sand, a glistening arched line which extends as far as the eye can see. To the left, a tremendous expanse of azure sea, sparkling in the sun, the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Forming the other border of the beach is the gray and brown coastal plain of Mexico, while away to the west, so dim that one senses rather than sees, is a vague outline of a mountain range. In all this beautiful setting provided by nature, there is but one man-made stirring object, a tiny speck of silver high in the sky, dwarfed to insignificance in the boundless space. But that bright dot is a speeding airplane. And let's see what's going on inside the cabin.
What a sight, fellas. Look at that water. Did you ever see anything bluer in your life?
A beautiful picture, huh? You'll never forget it as long as you live.
Oh, I got another flying, but I never seen nothing like it.
And talk about an easy job of navigating. All we have to do is follow the beach. Look way ahead, fellas. A solid white strip extending as far as we can see.
There ain't no danger of getting lost on that coast.
Oh, boy, I'm sure glad we came down here. I wouldn't have missed this flight for anything in the world. Say, Speed, we ought to be getting to Tampico.
We'll be there in a few minutes, kid.
I don't see anything ahead for miles and miles with that white strip of beach.
The city is a few miles inland. It's not situated right on the coast. Turn sharply now. Before you know it, we'll be right over Tampico.
Okay, here we go. Oh, sure enough. That must be the town. Set in among those little trees.
Yeah. And you can make out the outline of the river. Tampico's on the Panuco River. We have lots of altitude. We can throttle back and take a long glide into the field.
Right.
Where's the field here?
The one we want is west of town. But since I was down here last, Pan Am has built a field of their own. Look. There it is ahead of us. You can see the hangars.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
We'll pass right over going into the old field.
The headquarters of the mining company are on the old field, huh?
That's the dope. And there's also a hangar for trenching ships.
I see it now. That long, narrow clearing.
You're headed right for it.
This here town is pretty big at that.
Oh, yeah. Tampico is the second seaport on the East Coast in size and famous as an oil center. It's a very rich oil field at the other side of town.
Here we are. I'll bank around and come in the long way of the field.
That's the stuff. All right, kid. Taxi right up to that hangar. We want to be as inconspicuous as possible.
Right you are.
Looks like I can taxi right into it. There's only one ship inside.
Yeah, that's the ticket. The fewer people who know a National Airways ship is down here, the better.
Shall I take her inside?
Yeah, go ahead. We've got plenty of clearance.
Okay, on this side.
That's good. All right, cut your engine.
Well, here we are in Mexico. Now what?
Hey, here comes the guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that must be Don Wilkie, the field manager. Stand by, fellas. Let's get out and I'll talk to him. Come on, Flash, hurry up. Out you go.
Howdy there, boys. Anything I can do for you?
Oh, you're Don Wilkie, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, look here, Wilkie. I'm Speed Robertson of National Airways. We want to leave our ship here a few days, but we don't want anyone in Tampico to know it's here.
Okay, Mr. Robertson. I'll wheel it to the back of the hangar.
And listen, Wilkie. I'd prefer that no one know that I or my friends are down here. I'll explain why later.
I get it. Okay, I'll say nothing about it.
Oh, where's Maria Del Rio Mining Company's office?
Why, it's that building on the edge of the field, right next to the other hangar.
Okay, thanks. See you later.
Okay, fellas.
What's our next move?
It's your move, Jim. Take off that flying jacket and put on a pair of coveralls.
Oh, my disguise, eh?
Right you are. And put on your sunglasses and smear some oil on your face. You can't risk being recognized by anyone.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Now, Flash, you've got to play your part and play it well. Our whole scheme is dependent on how good an actor you are.
Yeah, look here, Speed. What if that guy says to me...
Will you quit griping and listen to me? Here's what you've got to do.
Oh, this ain't gonna work out at all.
It's got to work. You understand? It's got to work. And you're the man to put it over.
What have I got to do?
The manager of the mining company is a man named McBride.
Yeah?
Go in there and tell him your story, just like we rehearsed it on the way down here. Use your own name. Nobody will know you. And remember, Jimmy's name is Monroe, not Allen. Jimmy Monroe.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Hey. How does this look, fellas?
Well, let's see. Turn around.
Good. Look at that.
Hey, that's perfect. You look exactly like a young mechanic who needs a job.
That ain't bad at all. I hardly know you myself, Jim.
All right, fellas. Get going. And don't make one slip. If you do, well, we might as well pack up and go back to the States.
We'll put it over, Speed. Come on, Flash.
Well, I still don't like this idea at all. That guy's going to ask me a lot of questions I can't answer.
Come on, buck up, Flash. You can put it over. My heavens, you've been in aviation all your life.
Sure, but this idea of pretending I'm somebody I ain't
look,
somebody.
There's the place. Rio Del Rio Mining Company. And the manager's name is McBride.
Oh, I wish I'd stayed home where I belong.
Go on in. How do you do?
How do you do?
We're looking for Mr. McBride, the general manager.
That's his office across the hall. Right on in.
Okay.
Now, take a grip on yourself and put this over.
Yeah.
Howdy. You're looking for me?
Why, yes. Yes, Mr. Lewis is looking for you. Aren't you Flash?
Oh, yeah, sure. We're looking for you, yeah. You see, I am...
You're Mr. McBride, aren't you?
Yes.
Why, Mr. McBride, I'm looking for a job flying, me and me buddy here.
Couple of flyers, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well. Where did you blow in from?
Oh, we drifted down from the States.
Americans, eh?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
You're both pilots?
Well, not exactly. That is, this buddy of mine, Jimmy Monroe, he's a mechanic, you see.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he looks like one.
Yeah.
What did you say your name was?
Lewis. Flash Lewis.
How much time in the air have you had, Lewis?
Oh, I've been flying a long time. I ain't kept an exact record, but I'd say around 5,000 hours.
Ever fly a fleet wing?
Say, how did I ever fly a fleet wing?
Well, I'll tell you, Lewis. You walked into the right moment.
Oh, yeah?
We're a little short of pilots, but I'm going to tell you something about this job. It's no buggy ride.
No buggy ride.
There's some bad country down here. We have two ships, two fleet wings, and we run them from here to our mine up in the mountains up to Pachuca.
Yeah, I was talking to some Pan Am pilots. They're the ones that tipped me off that you might need some pilots.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We had a little trouble keeping pilots here. Had little bad luck.
Yeah?
Well, Tampico's a small town. There isn't much doing here. The fellows get homesick. You know how it is.
Oh, sure. I know how it is.
Who you been flying for up in the States? You got any letters or recommendations?
Oh,
sure. I've been working for National Airways. Yeah, here's your letter I got from the operations manager.
Yeah, let's have a look at it.
Yeah, okay.
Speed Robertson, eh?
Yeah.
Really ought to know a good man when he sees one.
Oh, he knows me.
He says here that you're honest and a hard worker.
Yes, I am. I've been with National a long time, but I kind of got tired of it all, and I decided to drift around, and, well, you know how it is.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing about this job, Lewis. I'll tell you before you go any further, and if you don't like the way it sounds, well, okay, we'll just forget all about it.
What's that, Miss Fry?
This is no job for a city. The flying's tough, and there are other things, too.
Yeah? Other things, too?
Once a month, we send up a payroll to the mines. It amounts to about $30,000 in gold.
Gosh, that's a lot of money.
Twice in the last year, our ship has been robbed. Now, I'm going to be frank and tell you that I'm looking for a man that can shoot straight and one that ain't afraid to shoot. You get what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do.
This ain't no job for a mollycoddle or a guy that can't stand up and take it.
Oh, Flash can take it, Mr. McBride. He's just the man for you. And can he shoot?
Yeah, I can take it.
Since we started flying up to the mine, we've lost three men. One of them was killed in a payroll robbery. The kind of a man I'm looking for ain't easy to find. The best pilot I ever had quit me. A fellow by the name of Bill Hoyt. Then I had another lad down here, an Australian by the name of Hathaway. Tough as cactus he was, and he'd fight at the drop of a hat. Now, that's the kind of a man I'm looking for.
Did Hathaway quit, too?
Well, I gave him a month's leave of absence. I doubt if he'll ever come back.
Oh.
Once they leave this job, they never do.
No. Well, I think I'd like the job.
I want to see you fly first. One of our ships is out here now, and you can hop it around the field. I like your looks, Lewis.
Thanks.
If you can fly that ship, all right. I think we'd make a deal. But I don't know about this mechanic of yours.
Well, say, now, look here. I got to have him along. I don't allow no one else to work on any ship I'm flying, ever.
We always work together, Mr. McBride. I like the job, and I'll work for anything you want to pay me.
Well, I guess we can use another mechanic. But I want to warn you again. They call this work down here the most dangerous plane in the world. I don't want any man around here that can't take it.
Well, of course, I...
That suits us.
All right, boys, you're hired.
The first part of the plan is successful. What will develop when the boys start on the most dangerous flying job in the world? Join us in the next Air Adventure.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.